On Midwest Week, Illinois prepares to redraw congressional and legislative districts. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Peter Hancock, State House reporter for Capital News Illinois. To start with, Peter, remind us, where in the process are we right now? What have the Illinois legislators done so far?
Well, we're very early in the process right now. Both the House and the Senate have redistricting committees, and they're holding a large number of public hearings around the state. A lot of them are kind of a hybrid in-person and virtual hearings, obviously, but just getting a sense from communities around the state about what they think is important. Usually it's about protecting communities of interest. That's the term of art that they use, trying not to split up different populations that want to be represented as a whole. So we're still very early in the process. We haven't seen any initial drafts of maps yet. That'll be probably a few weeks away.
Okay, and remind us how the process works. Once these committees come up with something, then what?
Then they go to each the floor of each chamber. Presumably, they would be signed by the governor. And typically, there would be a legal challenge to them from somebody. And in Illinois, it's the state Supreme Court that has original and exclusive jurisdiction. So it almost always ends up in front of the Supreme Court.
And if this were a usual year, what sort of deadlines would there be for the maps to be finished?
Well, it's interesting. The Illinois Constitution actually spells out a series of hard and fast deadlines. They are supposed to complete the process by June 30th. If they fail to do that, and this has actually happened in four of the last five redistricting processes, they form an eight-member commission, a bipartisan commission that has some lawmakers, some non-lawmakers. And that group has until, I believe, August 10th to come up with maps. If they can't get five votes out of eight in favor of a map, then I believe it's the Secretary of State. There are two names submitted, one Democrat, one Republican. They're put into a hat, and the Secretary of State draws one at random, and whoever he draws, that party gets a one-person majority. And then they have conceivably until October 5th to come up with maps. All of this is sort of tied to the fact that Illinois has very early primaries. The primaries, I believe, will be in March of 2022. Mm-hmm. So you have to have maps in place so that people know what district they're running from.
Okay, so that leads us to the next one. Why is it a big deal that the census numbers are going to be delayed this year?
Well, the Census Bureau has said they're coming out with the numbers that can be used for congressional reapportionment by the end of this month. Congressional districts tend to be very large geographically. But when you get down to state legislative districts, you need what's called block-level data, data that goes down to the census tract, the very neighborhood-level data. They're not going to have that. It'll be ready in some format by August 31st, I believe. But in the more modern user-friendly format, they're not going to have that until the end of September, which is way past the June 30th deadline.
And have legislators decided what they're going to do because it may be really hard or impossible to make the constitutional deadlines?
Well, that's been the subject of some pretty heated debate. The Democrats who hold a majority want to be in charge of this process. They don't want it to be handed over to a commission. And so they're talking about using alternative data sources, including what's called the American Community Survey, which the Census Bureau does. It's not really intended for redistricting purposes. It's intended more to show the characteristics of geographic units of cities, of counties, of states. There's a lot of demographic information in there. And so the Republicans are saying, A, that's just a survey. It's not actual data. It has a margin of error that goes along with it, and also that it significantly undercounts a lot of, particularly, they argue, it undercounts people of color, non-citizens, the hard-to-reach communities in a traditional census.
Now, when we think of reapportionment, you know, that's that old line about one person, one vote. But in Illinois, it seems like legislators think that that's sort of just a starting point, that there's some other considerations that they want to deal with as well.
Well, there are a lot of other considerations. This is a very political, very partisan process, and they want to draw districts in a way that Democratic incumbents have a better chance of winning, or even, you know, some marginal districts where Democrats might pick up some seats from Republicans. All depends on how you draw the lines. And there are some very funny-looking districts in Illinois. Republicans have pointed to one House district that starts on the south side of Chicago and stretches about 50 miles south. It's a very thin, narrow district, stretches about 50 miles south into rural Kankakee County.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the south side of Chicago neighborhoods make up the bulk of the population there, but there are a lot of people in rural communities who are perennially represented by someone from the south side. And it's done to protect Democratic seats and give Chicago Democrats one more seat. There are others where, the cities are split down the middle. Even very small communities are geographically split down the middle. The Democrats will argue they want to make sure that the legislature reflects the state, that African Americans and Hispanics and other minorities have adequate representation in the legislature and in Congress. There's another funny-looking district up in Chicago, this very weird sort of serpentine C-shaped district that is drawn to bring in large numbers of Hispanic people into a single district, and that's currently mm-hmm. represented by Congressman Chuy Garcia. Mm-hmm. They constitutionally they have to be, you know, substantially equal in population, and they are supposed to be compact and contiguous, but those are kind of subjective terms.
Yeah, there's an Illinois version of compact and contiguous. Now, Peter, have you heard much about whether Illinois might lose a congressional seat or seats?
That is the conventional wisdom. Illinois has been losing population while other states have been gaining. That's true of a number of central states. And we currently have 18 congressional districts, and the general thinking, we won't know officially until these numbers come out later this month, but it's generally thought that we're going to lose one congressional district.
And does it seem likely that this will mean even fewer people representing downstate Illinois versus, say, you know, Chicago and the collar counties?
Well, yeah. It's southern and central Illinois where the population declines have occurred for the most part, and so those districts will have to grow in geographic size in order to take in larger number of people. The collar counties around Chicago have been growing, and so those districts will get geographically smaller.